And that mitzvah was not forgetting Mamad Har Sinai. Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Hishamer lecha ushmor nafshecha meod, pintishkach es hadvarim, asher roe necho fen yasura mavavcha ko yemei chayecha, vehodatam levanecha livnei vanecha, yom asher amata lifnei Hashem elokecha bechorev. So the Ramban says here, Shenimnanu shalo nishkach maimar har sinai, velo nasir oso midaatenu. We should never forget what happened at Har Sinai, and we should never remove it actively from our thought passes. As the pasuk says, Ufen yesur mevavcha. Aval yiya einenu vilibenu sham kol hayamim, quoting the pasuk from Navi, Vaya eini vilibi sham. So the Ramban is using that pasuk. V'u amaro yisala, hisham belcha shmor nafshecha me'od, pentishka chesadvarim asherro einecha, ufen yasur mevavcha koi mecheyecha, v'odat levanecha v'nevanecha, yom asher amat lefnei Hashem lokecha bechorev. V'akavana bezos gedola me'od. This is a very important mitzvah, says the Ramban, despite the fact that Rambam forgot to count it. Shim hayu divrei Torah boyim etzlenu mipi navi, Olav Hashalom Bilvad. If we would think that Moshe somehow just gave us the Torah, but that we ourselves did not directly experience it, Avol Pish and Isames Etzlenu Inya Nivuaso Boso Sumovsim, even if we had total confidence in this Navi, nonetheless, it would be vulnerable. There would be a structural flaw. Why? Im Yakum Bekirbenu Navi O Cholim Chalom Bizman Min Hazmanim. If some later Navi came along, at some later generation, like Jesus comes along and tells people, you don't have to keep the Old Testament anymore, God revealed himself with his, you know, Kashrus is passe, Shabbos is passe, just keep the broader themes of love thy neighbor as thyself, kind of a thing. And let's say he claims to walk on water or whatever it is. Tia Torah nitzuchal yidei asheni. Right? Everybody would start listening to the second person. Or, even if they didn't start listening to the second person, O yikanes bilibeinu safek alzeh. And the Ramban is always concerned about safek. In the mitzvah of ul'avdo b'cholavavchem, the Ramban says that we're not allowed to have sfekos about Hashem. The Ramban says that about tamim tiyayim Hashem elkecha, that we should wholeheartedly believe in Hashem. The Ramban was always very concerned about safek. Aval kshehigianu biur haTorah mipiagvura lo asnenu veinenu roos. But since we witnessed it directly, ein sham emtsoi, without any intermediary, as was the case at Maimed Har Sinai, nakchish kol cholek v'chol misapek, we will be able to repudiate, to reject anyone who disagrees and anyone who introduces a safek. Lo yoilehu os. No wonder he could do will contradict our direct experience, because we'll know what we saw, and we'll know that to be true. Shanachnu hayodim ve'edim b'shakruso uve'pachazuso. We will be the direct witnesses, as having seen Maimad Har Sinai, in his deception and in his brazenness. Zehu shenemar b'mamadahu, v'gam b'cha yaminu le'olam. And this is why it says that they will trust Moshe forever, because they'll know, right, they saw at Mamad Har Sinai that Moshe was Hashem's legitimate messenger. V'hu anin abba b'parshas ki yakum b'kir b'cha navi o'cholim b'chalim, u'kvar bir harav zeh b'sefer ma'adav, v'hu yasod gadol b'torah, v'hu amni ha'banu lanu b'pasak pentishka chasadvar mashura inecha, v'hizir pen yasur min halev, pen mihodiem levanim livnei vanim ledaros olam. Okay, and of course we're obligated to tell this to our children and to our grandchildren. Ve'al titaeh bazeh, and make no mistake about it. Mipnei drasham bepirkei kam dekidushin. Don't let the Gemara in Kiddushin confuse you when it says levanecha livnei vanecha believe mitorah livnei vanim, that there's a mitzvah teaching your grandchildren the Torah, because he says it's really one and the same mitzvah. The mitzvah teaching grandchildren the Torah is really the mitzvah of inspiring our grandchildren to believe in the emes haTorah, and the truth of Torah. Ki limud amunas haTorah, hu alimud batorah. That learning that the Torah is true, it was given by Hashem directly to us at Maimon Har Sinai, is also part of the mitzvah of Torah. And maybe that's exactly the role of the grandparent as opposed to the parent, which is a Rambam issue, but not for now. It's a little beyond our scope. Aval nisponein v'nikach raya midivreihem kihi mitzvah ulamis v'im kol adoros yadaber below yishkechu inyan hamayim edahu shahaya l'chol adam l'mare seinehem. It was witnessed by all of our eyes v'shmi'as osneihem v'shiatiku ze midor l'dor l'olam. V'zos ha-mitzvah zachra ba'al halachos gam kein. This was counted by the Bahag. V'harav shachecha, and unfortunately the Rambam missed it. So it was a little subtle in this passage, but the Ramban addressed our question indirectly. If you didn't witness something yourself, how do you know it to be true? It was a little subtle, but the Ramban actually did address it. I see David's raising his hand. And he's talking here about Maimon Har Sinai, but you could say very much the same thing for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Eitan of the house of Barinholtz.
I'm learning about it.
Okay, from who?
From the Torah.
Okay. But then that becomes what we call a tautology. You have to believe in the Torah to accept the Torah's word for it. Yaakov Abraham's?
Because there was millions of witnesses and not just like one witness. So.
But if you weren't there, how would you know? Maybe it's all a conspiracy. Fox News. The liberals are making it up, you know. Zvi Schreiber?
Are like grandparents and parents are supposed to teach
Ooh,
us?
Ooh, you hit the nail on the head. The Ramban makes it even more explicit. Excuse me, I said Eke before. It's Vayis Chanan. The Ramban says, Ki kshanati gam ken hadavar levanenu, yedu shahaya hadavar emes below safek. Again, the Ramban is always concerned. It's not just enough to know it's true. You have to know it's true without any suffix. Ki'ilu ra'uhu kol hadoros. As if we ourselves were the ones that saw it in every generation. Ki'lo no'id sheker levaneinu v'lo nanchil osam dvar hevel v'ein bamoil. Because nobody would lie to their children. V'heim lo yistapku klal. They will not have any doubt whatsoever. Be'edusenu shenoid lahem. Aval yaminu bevadai. Sharinu kulanu be'enenu. V'chol ma shesiparnu lahem. The Ramban's answer is a very fascinating answer. Maybe somebody would wish to disagree. But exactly as was said by Tzvi, the whole idea of reaching not just the level of emuna, but yediya rests on the trust between parents and children. Children know their parent wants what's best for them. And this unbroken chain, parent to child, grandparent to grandchild, again and again, and the child becomes the parent and eventually the grandparent, and over, and yet over again, is how one secures not just this matter of belief, but this matter of knowledge. The unbroken chain. Somebody might say, well, people don't trust their parents, especially today. The Ramban might have to struggle with that. But that was the Ramban's answer to the question. The Ramban felt that the way to get from the level of Emuna to the level of Yediya, Yedias Vadois, as he calls it, below Suffolk, without any uncertainty whatsoever, is absolutely clear. Parent, child, direct transmission. Because who would lie to their children? Who would try to deceive their children of something so important, of something so fundamental, of something so critical to our lives? And so even if you didn't witness it directly, hearing it from your parents establishes it to the highest degree of truth. So normally in halacha we would say, Ramban would admit, shelo tehei shemia gedola mei ri'iya, that hearing something is not the same as seeing it. But maybe this is the exception to that rule. Or at least not an exception, it's the equivalent. Shmia from one's parent is the equivalent of absolute knowledge, of direct witness. Whether the Ramban, as he discusses here, is talking about Maimad Har Sinai, or the fact that it was God who took us out of Egypt. It's one and the same, basically, right? It's connected by Sfiras HaOmer, but on that same trajectory. And that brings our study of Ramban's perspective of the mitzvah of Emunah or Yediyas Hashem to a conclusion. It's not just a mitzvah saseh of Emunah b'Hashem, but there's a low saseh of not forgetting Hashem, not forgetting to keep his mitzvos, and equally a low saseh of forgetting the direct revelation experience of Maimad Har Sinai. I'll add in just one point to this, and then take any questions. It's really fascinating. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos uses the same pasuk in Parshas Veschanan. Hisham elecha, pentishkach es hadvarim asher ra'u einecha, ufen yasuru mevavcha kol yemei chayecha, ve'odat levenecha levenecha. This pasuk says, is interpreted rather by the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos as teaching us that kol shocheach davar echad mimishnaso ma'alav v'kasov ki'ilu Mischayev binafsho. It's considered as if a person would forget something that they learned, that they're liable for the death penalty. And the Mishnah is astonished. Yachol takfa lav mishnaso, but let's say you just happen to forget. You know, we all forget things. None of us has an absolutely perfect memory. So you're really mischayev binafsho. So Talmud Lomar fen yasura mavavcha, says the Mishnah Navos, it's only if you deliberately try to remove it from your heart. That's when you're chayev. So is this like an alternative understanding? Is this in conflict with the Ramban? I don't think so. Because if you really believed what the Ramban says you believe, that it came directly from Hashem, then you would treat every word of Torah as invaluable as Hashem's direct revelation. You would do everything in your power to remember it, and you would certainly never say, ah, what's the big deal if I forget it? The Mishnah earlier in Avos, when Shammai said, Asei Torah Chakeva, the Avos to Rabbi Nassan comments that what it means is, Ve'al Tasem Arai. You don't ever treat it lightly. Ah, if I forget, I forget. What's the big deal? No. It's of ultimate importance. It's of ultimate meaning. Each kernel, each piece of knowledge is unforgettable. Each piece of knowledge is a brick in the edifice of one's understanding of Hashem's ratzon, of his will. And it's all integrated, Torah Hashem Tamima. Okay, let's hold it up there.